This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. I'm your host, Charlie McDermott. Well, welcome to episode number 886 of the Good Neighbor Podcast. And today, it's one of my favorite topics. We get to talk real estate with Nitza Morales, and she's with LPT Realty. Nitza, how you doing?
Hi, I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing terrific. And I really mean that. I love talking real estate. I love looking at real estate. I love buying. You can't buy enough real estate if we only had the money, right? You
know, yes, definitely.
I would live in a house a day, maybe even half day. But you know, with the caveat that someone moves my stuff, or it's already staged, better yet, have each home units a stage so I could just kind of float around.
Right. That would be nice. That would be very nice.
Oh man. So let's start with LPT Realty and what you're doing. Fill us in.
Okay. So I actually started LPT I started in November with LPT Realty. So I've been a licensed agent now for 3 years, and I've kind of been looking for a brokerage that makes me comfortable, is going to help me grow in the field, because obviously, like, you know, real estate is very competitive. There's a lot of competition out there.
I heard there are a few realtors out there.
Yeah. So the two first brokerages that I started with, you know, I wasn't really getting the help that I needed. So I joined LPT, and it's a great brokerage. I love it. Yeah. I mean, they've helped me so much. I've grown a lot since I've been with them. In the few months that I've been with them, I've grown a lot. I've learned a lot. And, you know, my goal right now is to do real estate full time. I don't do it full time. I only do it part time, but you know, that is my goal, looking to do it full time. And, you know, kick butt out there.
Yeah.
You know, and also get, you know, involved in real estate as well as for my personal self, and invest in properties to either flip or rent. So that's my goal right now. But you know, working on reaching that level where I can do it full time.
Yeah. Well, good for you.
Yeah. Okay,
so you're balancing two careers, I guess, right?
I am. Yes,
yeah.
I am.
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
That's the way you do it in this country, right? You know, you work your butt off and you make sacrifices, and
you have to. It's the only way.
Yeah.
It's the only way, you know, to get what you want. You know, I mean, besides real estate, there's other things that I have in mind that I would like to do. But right now, you know, becoming a full-time agent is my goal.
Yeah. So fill us in on your journey to becoming a realtor. What was that all about?
So I came in with no real estate experience whatsoever. Yeah. The only reason I got into real estate was when I actually bought my house. I lived in Miami, and I wanted to buy a house because the house that I was renting was going to be sold. So I said, hey, you know, I want to buy my own. So Miami, not for me. Definitely it was not for me. So I looked into moving up here, Lehigh. This is where I found my house. And the agent that was helping me, he's like, hey, you know, you should try to get into real estate. And I said, hey, why not? Why not? Let me try it. You know, he's like, you're asking a lot of questions. You're very involved. I think you would do good. So I said, okay, I'll give it a shot. And I did. And like I said, I've held my license now for 3 years. And that's, you know, that's what I've been doing. Yeah. But like I said, I haven't been giving it my full. I'm not doing it full time, but that is definitely my goal.
Yeah.
But I enjoy it. I like helping people. I know for me, it was very important to have somebody, you know, an agent that cared and was there to answer all my questions at any time of the day, because buying a house is very stressful, you know. So my goal as a real estate agent is to give, you know, my buyers, my clients, a good experience, to have a good experience like I had, which is very important, you know. Make it not, it's a stressful process. So I want to be able to make that difference in, you know, the buying process for somebody else. Stress-free, you know, be available any time of the day, because I know for me, I was like, sometimes at like 9 or 10 o'clock at night, I'm like, hey, I have a question.
Yeah.
Or how does this work? Yeah. Or how does this work? You know, because it's a long process and it can be very stressful.
Yeah.
You know, if you're not, you know, educated. So that's my goal, is to be able to educate my clients.
Good for you.
A good experience.
Well, speaking of education, let's talk about myths, misconceptions of mm-hmm. you know, the real estate industry. What do you hear or what do you run into that you can enlighten our listeners?
Well, as far as there's a lot of different things. So we'll start off with people have a bad rep on agents, because there is a lot of agents out there. I'm not trying to bash anybody, but there's a lot of agents who don't follow up. And following up with your clients is very, very important. And I think that that's one of the reasons why we have our bad names, because there's agents that don't follow up, but there's agents that are in it for just the money. Obviously, you know, we all need to pay our bills, but I think I personally put my feelings in it because, like I said, I want to make a difference. You know, I want that person to be like, hey, Nitsa did a great job. She really helped me. She answered my questions. She held my hand through the whole process and refer me to other people. You know, not, oh, she never answered her phone. She never called me back. You know, she didn't keep me in the loop. So I think that that happens with some agents, and that's kind of why some agents or some people have giving us a bad name. Another misconception is that I've noticed is by working with buyers is that a lot of people are under the impression that, you know, there's all these programs out there where you don't have to pay any down payments or anything like that. There is definitely assistance out there to help people with down payments, closing costs, but they're not educated. And that is also something that I've ran into myself. I've had that personal experience, and I want to be able to teach and educate my buyers on those kind of programs. And, you know, I've had a lot of buyers come and say, well, my friend, you know, she bought a house and she didn't have to give any down payment, and I want to be able to do that. And, you know, people have to understand, you know, you're not the same.
Yeah.
What you may, you know, what works for you doesn't always work for, you know, for somebody else, or vice versa. So, you know, it's not the same case. You know, you have to meet certain criterias, and not everybody meets those criteria. And I think that, you know, people are not educated. And that is definitely my goal, is to educate people, because I think it's important that, you know, you come in and inform people and not mislead them.
That's great.
Yeah, it's a lot. But those are these two of the main things that I've experienced so far.
Yeah. No, and that's important, because plus things change on a regular basis in your industry. And if you're not on top and educating yourself, your clients are going to suffer for it. So,
right. No, exactly.
Great.
Yeah. You definitely have to be, as an agent, you have to be educated on all of these programs. It's very important to be educated. You know, I mean, I've had my experiences, and obviously it's a learning experience. Every day you learn something new, but you have to educate yourself as an agent so you can be able to educate your clients.
Love it. Love it. How about with making two careers work, but in those free moments of free time, what are you doing for fun?
Honestly, I don't
sleep.
I spend time with my family, especially Sundays is our day, our family day. So, you know, I do go to church. So Sundays is our church day, and we go out to eat, and, you know, we spend time together. I do have children. So, you know, that's my time off is just dedicated to them. On Saturdays, that's my day to work on real estate and do what I need to do, open houses or showings or paperwork. So Saturdays real estate, Sundays family.
That's a good system, a good balance.
Yes.
How about when it comes to a hardship, life challenge? It's a period of time you're challenged, you get through it. Now looking back, you can say, hey, because of that, I'm better for it. I'm stronger.
In real estate or just in general?
Kim, whatever comes to mind.
I mean, I think that in real estate, it's just been, you know, in educating myself and learning. And, you know, I've had a few transactions where I've had a difficult time with them, and just, you know, understanding and knowing how to do it. There's been times where I just want to give up because in real estate, because it is difficult, it is hard. And, you know, like I said, it's different for everybody. Mm-hmm. Sometimes things come up that you didn't know because you're not educated. So I've had those experiences, but I'm not a quitter. So I have, you know, there's been moments where I'm like, oh, I'm just going to throw in the towel and just forget about it and give up on real estate and just focus on my full-time job. But I haven't, because I think that, like I said, I'm not a quitter and I want to reach my goal. And my goal is to do it full-time. And I'm not going to let anything stop me. And I'm, you know, I want to also be an example for other agents who are starting their career. You know, and there's a lot of times where agents, you know, they hit these moments where they find things that are difficult and then just give up. So I want to be an encouragement also to other people and say, hey, just because you hit a little bump on the road in your career doesn't mean that you can't come, you know, move back up and move forward. So I want to be an inspiration too and not give up and just let people know that you can do it. It's challenging at times, but don't give up. You can do it. Even struggling a full-time job, being a mom, you know, it's possible. You can do it. It's like, it's balance. It's finding that balance in, you know, in your routine to make it all work. And it's possible.
Yep. Yeah. And if you don't have challenges come along, you better maybe pinch yourself because you probably are still asleep.
Exactly. Yeah. Non-realistic. Yeah.
Yeah. That's good. How about one thing you wish our listeners knew about you and your brokerage, LPT Realty? What would that be?
Well, about me is, I just would say, you know, I am, like I said before, I'm here to educate and to help, you know, my clients. My number one goal is to help you, well, to help people, you know, to reach their American dream of owning their own home. And I just, you know, I want the listeners to know that I'm there and I will walk them through the whole process, you know, to the whole long process. Any questions they have, I'm always gonna be available. LPT is also a great brokerage. They have a lot of training, not only virtual training, but they have hands-on training, which I think is very important. And that was one of my challenges with other brokerages, was I didn't get that one-on-one. And I have been able to get that from this brokerage where, you know, being as an, I consider still myself a fairly new agent because there's still so much I need to learn. But, you know, we have a group chat, and anytime I have a question, doesn't matter what time of night, I just put it in there and there's always someone available, not a computer, not, you know, someone that lives in another, you know, country or state or anything like that, but, you know, people that are, you know, local and that can help me. And I think that's very important when you're in this field, is to have that support from your brokerage. And I have that with LPT.
That's great. Well, for our listeners who want to get in touch, want to learn more, what's the best way for them to do so?
Well, I am on social media, NHTSA Realtor. I am an email, phone number. Anyway, email, phone number, social media. I'm all
what's,
over the place.
What's your number? Put your number out there.
My phone number is 786-424-3353.
Awesome. Well, NHTSA, really appreciate you coming on the show. And we wish you the absolute best. I look forward to talking with you real soon, and you share that, yes, I am now doing real estate full time, Charlie.
This oh, yes, great. I will.
All right. You take
Thank
care.
Thank you so much. You too. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local business to be featured on the show, go to goodneighborpodcast.com. That's goodneighborpodcast.com, or call us at 239-224-4105.